ABC has a new dating show in its lineup. It's called The Proposal. Think of it as The Bachelor, but where that show takes a whole season to whittle down contestants, this one does it in one episode. That's right. Two people go from strangers to fiancés in under one real-time hour. We're joined now by NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Hey. You know, what could go wrong?
Well, and this show comes from the same person who did the TV special that came out in 2000 called Who Wants to Marry a Multimillionaire? How has The Proposal updated that model?
Well, not very much, to be honest. Multimillionaire was a pageant that featured 50 women. They start with a much smaller number on The Proposal. I think they start with 10. And they can't see the guy who is eventually going to propose to them. And they don't know anything about him, although the audience is told about him. So here's a clip from the show where the announcer sort of sets up the premise and lets you know how the person who's picking these women is going to be shielded from their view. Let's check it out.
It's time for our mystery man to enter his pod, where he'll see and hear everything that happens on stage. But no one will be able to see him. While the women are sequestered backstage, let's meet our mystery man.
Sounds like right out of the 60s, Eric, I have to say.
Yeah. Well, now, one of the problems with Who Wants to Marry a Multimillionaire is that the multimillionaire turned out to be someone who had something of a past. He had had a restraining order taken out against him by someone that he'd been in a relationship with before, that the woman that he chose at the end didn't find out about until the show was over. So there was this huge controversy. Now we have someone, this guy, I think, is a police officer, someone who's much more sympathetic, someone who seemed to be much more upstanding. So one way they tweaked the show was to find a better man to pick from the women. But I also think we've just kind of gotten used to this kind of show. And so it doesn't seem as weird to see it on television as it seemed way back 18 years ago.
Well, one of the things in the news recently was that the Miss America pageant dropped its swimwear competition. This show, The Proposal, actually prominently features one. Let's listen.
These seven beautiful, brave women made strong first impressions, but we're just getting started. In a moment, they'll get the chance to let Mike know who they really are. And because physical compatibility is a large part of falling in love, they'll be doing it in their finest beachwear.
Wow, sounds like it'll work perfectly in the Me Too era, Eric.
No, I couldn't believe I was watching it. I saw a screener of this that ABC provided in advance, and I was like, swimwear? Didn't Miss America just? Oh, no. And it was really odd, too, because, you know, one woman came out and showed pictures of her family in her swimwear. Another woman came out, and they had talked about her proficiency at baton twirling, but it also turned out she's a neuroscientist. So she's talking about her job as a neuroscientist while in a red bikini. Yeah. The thing that really surprised me the most, though, was that ABC aired it. And, you know, the president of entertainment for ABC is an African-American woman. So obviously the executives there thought it was okay.
Well, ABC also aired Roseanne for a while. Have they faced any backlash from this, The Proposal?
Well, of course, the show got a lot of negative reviews, but nothing along the lines of the backlash that Who Wants to Marry a Multimillionaire got. And, you know, what worries me about these unscripted shows, and I know it makes me sound like an old-fashioned scold, you know, back in my day or something, but these shows, I believe, lower our resistance to damaging messages and, in particular, to the way in which women get treated on these dating shows. And, you know, I've criticized The Bachelor for a long time about this. Like, Mike Fleiss was the creator of Who Wants to Marry a Multimillionaire, the executive producer and creator of The Bachelor. He's also the executive producer of The Proposal. And so The Bachelor was a way to tweak what he tried to do on Who Wants to Marry a Multimillionaire that the public rejected. They drenched The Bachelor in all of these trappings of romance. So they go to these exotic locations for dates. There's a lot of hand-wringing and talking about, you know, do you love this person? And is this someone you can spend the rest of your life with? And they stretch it out over the course of a series. Here, they've compressed it all down to one night. And the problem with that is that you're resorting to all of these sort of stereotypes and these archetypes to judge the people who are vying to be proposed to. But we're so used to that now that it doesn't cause the kind of immense rejection and controversy that Who Wants to Marry a Multimillionaire did so many years ago.
You also have to think, if it's not just for show, Seems like a strange way to get into a lifelong relationship with somebody.
I just can't imagine that it would work.
Right.
I can't imagine that this is anything other than a manufactured relationship that eventually will go the way of all things.
And then they'll come up with a new show called The Divorce.
Apparently. Yeah. But the dangerous thing about that is that you're setting forces in motion that you can't really control. ABC doesn't really know what these two people are going to do. And indeed, with Who Wants to Marry a Multimillionaire, the woman who was picked filed to get the marriage annulled based on the stuff she was finding out about him after it happened. And there was a sense that the network had been negligent in setting up that situation in the first place.
Right.
It's a recipe for disaster, and I'm surprised that they aired this on national television and have more episodes scheduled to air.
It's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans talking with us about The Proposal on ABC. Eric, thanks as always.
Always a pleasure.
And some late-breaking news today. The Hollywood Reporter says ABC is pulling the second episode of The Proposal after a woman accused a contestant of facilitating her sexual assault last year.